Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Today we are going to study a new Dhamma class about Buddha's disciples, Buddha's lay disciples. So, very beginning this program, today I will say about some basic things of Buddha, about Buddha's dispensation, how it began, something like that. Then we can follow a discourse, and we can follow Buddha's lay disciples. Then especially next week we can discuss few discourses about Buddha's disciples. So then, dear friends, Buddha he had a number of disciples called they may be lay disciples, maybe householder, or they may be merchants, kings, queen, and some doctors, and some female lay disciples. He had a number of lay disciples. Among them, we can discuss within 3 weeks about, I think maybe we can discuss about more than 20 disciples. Okay? Then we can understand, when we study about Buddha's teaching, we can understand situation of discourses. Okay? Then we can understand relationships of those people, special people. Then among them, time to times, we can follow some Dhamma factors. So, very beginning this lesson, I would like to share a discourse taught by Buddha. This discourse, name of this discourse, Visarada Sutta. Visarada, it means assured. AWSURED. It's not on your paper. Okay. Assured, like excellent. Sure of oneself, like that. Then, dear friends, Buddha, this discourse from numerical discourse of the Buddha, discourses of the Buddha. Buddha teaches monks, a lay follower living at home with 5 qualities is not self-assured, like not confidence, not self-confidence, like that. Avisarada. If someone has these qualities, he is not self-confidence. Then he is not an excellent lay disciple of Buddha. Okay, what are the 5 things? Buddha teaches, first one, they kill living beings or living creatures. This is the first one. Then second one, they steal. Third one, they do some sexual misconduct. Then they are liars, or they lie, and they use some alcohol, drinks, or that cause to negligence, or that something like some intoxicating drinks or drugs. So when one use those things, Buddha taught, he is not a self-assured, or he has a self-confidence, or he is not a excellent or superb lay disciples of Buddha. He hasn't actually, he has a respectable life, valuable life. He hasn't truthful, or he is not trustworthy. Okay? Therefore, he is not an expert, or he is not a good or excellent lay disciples of Buddha. We know then someone has those qualities. We don't like hear his word. Okay? We don't pay our attention to those words, his words. Okay? Because we think he, according to his activities, his words not beneficial. So his words like useless. Okay? Therefore, when one has those qualities, Buddha taught a lay disciple or a lay follower, living at home with these five qualities is not self-assured or is not self-confidence. Then, again, Buddha teaches a lay follower living at home with these five qualities is self-assured. He is an excellent one, or he is he has self-confidence. He is self-confidence like that. Okay. Then what five? There are five factors. First one, they don't kill living beings or living creatures. Then they don't steal, they don't commit sexual misconduct, and they don't lie or use alcohol drinks that cause negligence, or use some intoxicating drinks and drugs. Then he doesn't use. So if someone has those qualities, Buddha teaches, he has a good, virtuous life, and he is an excellent lay disciples of Buddha. So therefore, Buddha's real lay disciples, they should protect five precepts or those five things. Okay, then we know if someone has good words, if someone has those qualities, when he says something, we have confidence or we pay attention those words. Okay, we pay attention about that person. We think his words beneficial, or his words not useless. There is a meaning like that. Okay. So, therefore, dear friends, Buddha taught, then Buddha's real lay disciple, or good or excellent lay disciple, they should keep those five qualities. Okay. Now, we are going to study Buddha's lay disciples. So today, actually I have to start this lesson in this point. This is the starting point of this lesson. Then Buddha, his past name, or before become a Buddha, we called Bodhisattva or ascetic Gautama, like that, okay? Then after Buddhahood, or after enlightenment, Buddha, he lived in Bodhigaya. Bodhigaya means Buddha's enlightened place. So there is a Bodhi tree like this. Yeah, this is the place. Okay, there is a tree Then under this tree, this is the Bodhigaya place. So Buddha became enlightened. Okay. Then after that, he had lived there few weeks around that Bodhi tree. Okay. When he was dwelling around the Bodhi tree, he had lived under Ajapal, Nugaruk, Banyan tree. Rajayatana, Banyan tree. Rajayatana, it's the name of the tree, okay? It is like a kinds of banyan tree. Then he had lived under the banyan tree. Then, when he was living there, what happened? One day, two merchants, they entered to this place, this city or this village. Okay, two merchants. So their name was Tapasu Balluka. They are merchants. Okay. Then, so when they going through this village, a god, they have some relationship with that god. So that god appeared in front of this person. This Tapasu Balluka. Okay. Then after that god, he told, "Oh friends, there is a special person in this world called Buddha. Now he is in under the Rajayatana tree or foot of Rajayatana tree. So dear friends, you can offer honey and barley gruel to the Buddha. So dear friends, when we offer those things, you can collect special merit. Okay, special merit means special good karma. It has big result. Because after the enlightenment of Buddha, he didn't eat anything from lay disciples. Okay? Therefore, this is the first alms or first meals. So, that god, he told about it. Then after that, these lay disciples, Tapasu and Balluka, there are two persons. They look around the village. Is there some tree, Rajayatana tree? Then they found Buddha. Thereafter, they took some bee honey and barley gruel. Then they went front of Buddha. After that, they told to Buddha, "Dear Bhante, we like to offer this food for you. Please take this." Like that. Okay. Then, thereafter, Buddha, he thought, how I take this food? Because Buddha, he hasn't any plates or bowl or anything. Then, kinds of heavenly beings, okay, kinds of heavenly kings, kings of gods, okay, they appeared and they created bowls, stone bowls. Thereafter, they offered that bowls to Buddha together in one time. Okay, when they offer that bowls to Buddha, it become a one bowl. It became one bowl, a stone bowl. Okay, then after that, Buddha accepted that means bee honey and gruel. Then Buddha ate. However, those Tapas Subhaluka, they saw this incident. Okay, they saw. They make, oh, how amazing person. He has respectable life. Then, after that, Buddha preached Dhamma to Tapasu and Baluka. Okay. Then thereafter, they said, "Oh dear Bhante, let the Bhante accept us as lay disciples gone for refuge, live from this day forth." Thus, these came to be the first lay disciples in the world using the two-word formula. Okay? They became first disciples of Buddha. But they became first disciple of Buddha with two-word formula. Means, they refuge only two things. They refuge Buddha and Dhamma. Okay? Because at that time, no any other monks in this earth. Okay? They refuge only Buddha and Dhamma. Dhamma means Buddha's teaching. Okay? They are the first Buddha's disciples, but they are two-world formula. They refuge with two-world formula. They requested something for worship. Dear Bhante, we want something to worship on behalf of you. Then thereafter Buddha thought, so what should I give? Then Buddha saw in the past some kinds of Buddhas. They had given some bodily relics. Okay. Then Buddha thought, how I cure? Then after that, Buddha, he touched his head. Okay. Then he took some hair. Okay. Thereafter, Buddha gave, you can worship to this one. Buddha gave that hair to Tapasu Baluka. Then they took those head hair as a bodily relics. Now you know about the story, then you can read this part in your free time. Then I told briefly. Then, dear friends, after that incident, Buddha thought, now I should teach this Dhamma to Buddha. Thought, now I should teach this Dhamma. So then he wanted to find a person to preach this Dhamma. Okay? Then he saw there were five group of ascetic in Varanasi, or we called five group of monks, or Panchavagya Bhikkhu, or five group of ascetic. They had tried to Buddha before become a Buddha. They had lived together and they had tried to Buddha. Then, therefore, Buddha thought, I should teach this Dhamma to those five ascetics as a gratitude. Okay? So, then Buddha, he is in Bodhigaya. Then, those five monks, they are in Isipatana or Varanasi. Okay? Differences of these places, those places may be more than 400 kilometers. Okay. Buddha saw those ascetic through his divine eye. He saw that five group of ascetic there in Varanasi. Then Buddha, next morning, Buddha left from Bodh Gaya. Okay. So when he going through this journey, it's a long journey, you know, for 100 kilometers. Then when he going, when he walking in middle of a forest, he met, Buddha met a lay person called Upaka. Okay? Okay. Then when Buddha saw this person, they met. So Upaka, he is the naked ascetic. Naked means no any other clothes. Okay, he practiced like ascetic life. Then this Upaka, Upaka, he saw the Buddha. Then he saw completely. Then he thought, then he spoke thus how Buddha, but he don't, he doesn't know this is the Buddha. Okay, he spoke, Lord, your reverence, your sense organs are quite pure, your complexion very bright, very clear. On account of whom have you, your reverence, gone forth, or who is your teacher, or whose Dhamma do you profess? Profess? He asked that question. What is your Dhamma and who is your teacher? Like that. Then Buddha told, Buddha said something with verses. Upaka, victorious over all, omniscient am I, among all things undefiled, living all through death of craving freed, by knowing from myself, whom should I follow? Okay, he told, I understood everything, I realized everything through my wisdom. So whom should I follow? He said. Then, for me there is no teacher. One like me does not exist. In the world with its devas or gods, no one equals me. He said, no anyone in the heavenly world or in this earth equal to me. Then thereafter, Buddha said third verse, for I am perfected in the world, the teacher supreme am I. I alone am all awakened. Become cool am I, Nibbana attained. He said, I am perfected in the world, I attain Nibbana, or I attain enlightenment. Is there any other word for Nibbana?
Deathless maybe, but that's...
Yeah, I attain deathless. Deathlessness or deathless?
Deathless.
Deathless. Then Buddha again said, next verse, fourth one, to turn the Dhamma wheel, I go to Kasi's city. It means Varanasi, okay? Beating the drum of deathlessness in a world that's blind become. So Buddha delivered those verses to Upaka. Then Upaka, he thought, according to those verses, Bhante, you ought to be victor of the unending. He asks, "Oh, is it me? Are you victor of the unending?" Means it. Pali word is Pali Buddha's language. Pali word is, "Are you Ananta Jina?" Ananta Jina means victor of the unending, according to this translation. Okay, victor of the unending. Yeah, it means he had won everything to infinity, like that. Okay. So, because Upagaya, he doesn't know about Buddha or enlightenment or anything. Okay? So, you know, he is the third person. Then, Buddha said a verse, "Like me, they are victors indeed, who have won to destruction of the cankers, like bond or fetters." Okay, vanquished by me are evil things, therefore am I Upaka or victor. For the same, I destroyed all the defilements and bonds and fetters, everything. So therefore Upaka, I am a victor. So then Upaka, he thought something. Then having shaken his hair, when he shaken his hair, he say, "Oh, it may be so. It may be happen." Okay? Then he doesn't know this is the Buddha or something like that. Then I wanted to say, dear friends, again, there is a little story. Then after that, Upaka, he went a forest for meditate and develop his ascetic life. Okay? Then there is a group of jungle people like barbaric. So what is the correct one?
Not familiar with that word. But jungle people sounds right. Sounds okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure with the Pali word, to be honest.
They lived, associate that forest. They killed animals and something like that.
Tribal people, maybe?
Tribal?
Tribal, yeah. That's,
yeah, tribal, like that. Okay. So, in that group, so this Upaka, he lived in the forest, associate that group. Okay? They gave some food, something like that. Then, after maybe few years, maybe 1 or 2 years, he saw a young lady among the group. Then, he felt some feelings like love. Okay? Then, he loved that girl. So finally, Upaka, he married that lady. Then thereafter, after a few years, again, that lady, she delivered a baby. Okay? Then again after a few years, Upaka, he memorized again. He reminded again, "Oh, I had a beautiful life in the past, as ascetic. It's a very free life, like no any disturb to me. I had a peaceful life in the past. So after my marriage, I had to do many number of kinds of things. So this life, it's like a very terrible one. It's very," he discussed about his life. Then he thought, then again he memorized, he reminded the Buddha. Okay? He reminded, "I had met a friend called Ananta Jina." Called Ananta Jina means he doesn't know that word Buddha. Okay? Ananta Jina means victor of the unending. He thought, "Oh, there is a friend of my victor of unending. I should find my friend." Okay, then, So, dear friend, after that, Upaka, he gave up that lay life again. He went from that forest. Okay, he didn't say to anyone, he went. Then, thereafter, he went that Varanasi. Okay, Varanasi, Bodhigaya. Actually, next week I can give a map. Okay, Gaya is the correct word. Then after enlightenment, Buddhas, it became Bodhigaya. Nowadays, people say Bodhigaya. So, differences of these places, maybe more than 400 kilometers. I think, or maybe 600, okay? So, Upaka he met in here, something like that, okay? Then, when Buddha going to this Varanasi, Buddha met this Upaka. Then, Buddha told Upaka, now I am going to Varanasi. Therefore, Upaka knew that Anantajina, or victor of the unending, he went to Varanasi. Okay? Then Upaka, he also went to Varanasi. Then he asked from the villages and some folk, so do you know the victor of the unending? He doesn't know Buddha or that word. He know only Anantajina. So did you see the Anantajina? Something like that. Then people ask, oh, who is the Anantajina? Then after that he explained. Oh, his body features like this. He came from Bodhigaya. He had wore a robe. Then people say, oh, according to your description, according to your information, it should be Buddha. He should be Buddha. Now he is in Jetavana. You have to go Jetavana. Thereafter, he went Jetavana and he met Buddha and he became enlightened. He became monk and after that he became enlightened. When you follow Buddha's teaching, you will find some information about those story. Then again, Upaka's wife, she had knew about this story about Anantajina, because Upaka, he had told about that description. I had met a special person when I come into this forest, like that. Then eventually, after maybe 14 or 15 years, that Upaka's wife, she also went to find in the Anantajina. Then after that, she became nun and she also became enlightened nun. Then children, he's a boy, okay? So after that, he may be, at that time, he may be 18 or 20 years, or maybe, okay? He also went with mother. Then he became monk and he became enlightened. When you read Buddha's teaching, you will find some discourses, verses about those stories, okay? So now you know about Upaka and their lives. So, dear friends, next one about Yasa. Okay? Dear friends, you know, Buddha came to Varanasi city. So when Buddha dwelling in this city, Buddha preached Dhamma to five group of monks. They became enlightened, like that. Then Buddha, he had lived in Isipatana Park. When he stayed in Isipatana Park, in Varanasi, there was a rich young person. Okay? So, he had a lot of treasure. Then his father was merchant. Okay? Then one day, so this Yasa, he had a few mansions. he had enjoyed everything, music, dancing, and everything, okay? So he had lived as a luxurious person. Then he had three kinds of mention, one of for the cold weather, one for the hot weather, one for the rains. Okay? When he was dwelling with comfortable life, so one of midnight he woke up. Then he looked around the palace. He went music room. Then he saw that dancer and singers and music players, they fell down and they slept everywhere. Okay? Then he saw some person, some ladies, they are one with disheveled hair, and one with saliva dripping from her mouth, and some ladies muttering in the their sleep, like so those friends or those folk like a cemetery. Okay, then so when he seeing this incident, he uttered solemn utterance. He said, what distress indeed, what affliction indeed. So this is the word. He's saying, oh, what distress indeed, what affliction indeed. Then he discussed about it. Okay? It is in, I think. So then he discussed about lay life. Then he wanted to go anywhere. Then at that time, having put on his golden slippers, up to the door of the dwelling. Then he went to the city. Then when he walking around this city, he approached the deer park at Isipatan. Okay? When he walking around this city, he approached the park, Isipatan. Deer park, Isipatan. Then Buddha saw now this Yasa. He is coming to this place. Buddha, he had sat root of tree or under a tree side. Then Yasa, when he coming the street, again Yasa said that words. What is the word? What distress indeed, what affliction indeed. It's like, oh, this life is very terrible, like that, okay? He said that word. At that time, Buddha said, Yasa, this Yasa is not distress. This Yasa is not affliction. Buddha said that word, okay? So then Buddha said, sit down, Yasa. I will teach you Dhamma. So Buddha, he had said real place, okay? He had said real place. Buddha know he is the he can understand this teaching quickly. Then Buddha told Buddha's teaching Four Noble Truths. Buddha told about suffering, origin of suffering, cessation of suffering, and way leading to the cessation of suffering. Then thereafter, Yasa, he became stream enter. Stream enter means he became, he came the Eightfold Path. Okay, Noble Eightfold Path. It means he practiced this path, he will not give up this path. So stream enter, it is a kind of stage of this Dhamma. Okay? Then, after that, in next morning, Yasa's mother, went upstairs, and he mother looked around all the hall. Then he didn't find the Yasser. Then thereafter he said, "Oh, Yasser, my son, he had gone anywhere. He had gone somewhere." So he said about it, father. Okay. Then after that, Yasser's father, he went. He went finding the Yasser. Okay, so again Yasser's father going through the Varanasi. Eventually he approached the Isipathana park. Then he saw footprints of Yasser. Footprints means that gold slippers print. He saw that print. Oh, these prints, my son's prints, like that. Okay. So then he went alone those steps. Then he saw that slippers. Okay. Then thereafter, that father, he saw the Buddha. At that time, Buddha, he did something like some psychic power. How Buddha thought, suppose I were to perform such a psychic wonder that the merchant, the householder sitting here should not see Yasser, the young man of family, sitting here like that. Okay, then now Buddha, he has done that psychic power. So according to that psychic power, then Buddha, he is under a tree. Then in next tree, Yasser, under the next tree, that Yasser, he had sat down the tree. So then Buddha did some psychic power. That father, he can't see, or he didn't see his son. Okay. But he can see only, he look only Buddha. Then thereafter, dear friends, then merchant, he asks, "Oh Bhante, did you see my son? So he had wear these golden shoes like that. Then Buddha told, "Oh merchants, perhaps sitting here you may see Yasser, you may see your son," like that Buddha said. Then thereafter that merchant, he sat down the front of Buddha. Then Buddha preached the Dhamma. Then after that he also become instrumental. Okay, Yasser's father. Then when hearing that preach, Yasser, he became enlightened. Okay. Then, thereafter, what happened? Yasser's father said, "Dear Buddha, I myself go to the Lord as refuge, to Dhamma, and to the order of monks. Let the Lord accept me as a lay disciple gone for refuge from this day forth for as long as life lasts." So according to this way, he came to be the first lay disciple in the world using the three world formula. Okay. So he is the first lay disciple in this Buddha's dispensation, who had gone in the three world formula. Using the three world formula means he, so at that time, you know, he refuged Buddha, Dhamma, and enlightened monks. Okay, actually, at that time, there were five group of monks, they became enlightened. And Yasser, that merchant's son, there are only seven enlightened ones. There are seven enlightened persons in this earth, five monks and Yasa and Buddha. Okay, he refused those monks and Buddha, Dhamma and monks. Then thereafter, dear friends, again Buddha gave up his psychic power. Then that Yasa's father saw his son. Okay, then he told son, "Oh, this is my son." Father, he doesn't know. He don't know. He didn't know. He is an enlightened monk or something like that. Okay, he told, "Oh, son, now you can come with me." So your mother, she is lamenting. Come with me. Then Buddha told, "Oh, dear merchant, so is there some teaching that you have realized? So that Dhamma completely realized by your son." Okay? So he became enlightened with the toll. So after that, father, he understood this situation. Now he is a monk. Then thereafter, he invited to Buddha and monk Yasa, invited to for lunch. Okay. Then after that, Buddha went for lunch to the merchant's palace. After that, Yasa's mother and wife and other wives, they offered foods. Then thereafter, Buddha preached Dhamma to Yasa's mother. Okay. Then after that, Yasa's mother, he and his wife and his sisters, they refuge Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. They are the first female lay disciples of Buddha's dispensation. Okay, Yasa's mother and his wife. Okay, so you know, first lay disciples of Buddha. Dear friends, after that, Buddha, before becoming a Buddha, when he gave up his lay life, when he going through the village, he entered a kingdom called Magadha. Okay, before becoming a Buddha. So then he entered the Magadha kingdom. Okay, when he going through this kingdom, a soldier gave information to the king. King, there is a ascetic in our country. He has some special features, because Buddha, before becoming Buddha, he is a young person, young prince. Okay, even he wear robes, he is a young person, young prince. Then after that, Bimbisara came and he talked with this person, this ascetic Gotama. Then when he talking with Gotama, Gotama said, "I am the son of Suddhodana. Suddhodana is the king next country." Okay. Then ascetic Gotama's father is a king. Then that Suddhodana and Bimbisara, they are friends. Okay. They have a friendship as a king. Then therefore Bimbisara said, "Oh, ascetic Gotama, don't go anywhere. You can stay here. Then we can rule this country. Then I can give one part of to you. You can rule this country." Then ascetic Gotama said, "Oh, I give up all treasures. I give up my country. So I wanted to find a solution for suffering. I want to eradicate this suffering. I want to eradicate this samsara, means rebirth process." Then therefore, I never use those facilities or some kinship like that. So thereafter, after that, Bimbisara, King Bimbisara, he invited to Ashtika Gautama, when you find this, when you find your solution, when you find that path, please tell me. First of all, please tell me. Then he invited. So they invited. Then Ashtika Gautama, he told, yes, after my enlightenment, I will come to this country. Like that. So therefore, then when the Buddha Bodhigaya, he came to Varanasi. Then again, he came to Magadha. Then, dear friends, Yasa's father, he is the first lay disciples, first merchant lay disciples, lay disciples of merchant.
Merchant lay disciple.
Yeah, he's the first merchant lay disciple, okay? Then, Magadha, he came to Magadha with, at that time, he had tamed 1,000 ascetic, okay? So, he came with 1,000 ascetic to Magadha. Then, when he during, in a forest, so this Magadha ruled by Bimbisara. Bimbisara ruled by Bimbisara. Then Bimbisara's wife was Kema. I think you know Kema. When I teaching about enlightened nuns, I taught about Kema. Okay, then if you like, you can search our website and I can see later. So his wife was Kema. She became enlightened. Okay, so then. Again, his son Ajasatta. Ajasatta. Like that. Then, Bimbisara, he went to meet the Buddha. Okay? Then, thereafter, Buddha teach. Buddha taught Buddha's teaching. After that, Bimbisara become a stream enter and he become a lay disciple of Buddha. He refuge Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. He is the first king. Buddha's, he is the first Buddha's disciple. King disciple? Yeah, he is the first king disciple of Buddha. Okay? Bimbisara. Then, when you read Buddha's teaching or Buddha's book, there is a word Seniya Bimbisara. Seniya Bimbisara means, Seniya means he had number of soldiers, army. Okay? Therefore that people or form they say Seniya Bimbisara. Okay? Then there is another word Magadeshwara Bimbisara, it means he had ruled Magadha kingdom. Magadha kingdom. Okay? Therefore, there are two words, Seniya Bimbisara and Magadeshwara Bimbisara. Magadha is the biggest country of India. Then it has, he had ruled few countries. Okay? So, dear friends, then what happened? Then Bimbisara, after the Bimbisara's passing away, he had born in heavenly world. Okay? So, that name of that god, Janavasava. So, when you read middle length discourse of Buddha, there is a discourses in middle length about this one. Okay? Bimbisara, then again I should say Bimbisara's, he had associated a lady called Ambapani. Then it has little story, beautiful story. So then, so Ambapali, she delivered a baby, name of baby called Vimala Kondanya. Then Ambapali delivered a baby, Vimala Kondanya. Then finally, after a long time, Vimala Kondanya, he became enlightened monk. Then Ambapali, she had offered mango park. When you read Buddha's teaching, you will find Buddha preach some Dhamma talk in mango park. Then that mango park offered by Ambapali, she had a beautiful body and face, everything. Because she, as a result of merit, she had born without mother and father, like spontaneous, okay, under the mango tree, okay, as a baby without mother and father, little baby appeared under the mango tree, as a result of merit and as a wishes, in wishes that she has done in the past, okay. And she had a beautiful body. So Ambapali's son Vimala Kondanya, then Ambapali, finally Ambapali, when he became old age, maybe when he passed 60 years, he became nun. Okay, then after that he became enlightened. Then you know this Vimala Kondanya's father is Bimbisara. Then Ajasatta, he hated to Bimbisara, okay? Because Ajasatta, he associate a bad friend, okay? Then called Devadatta, okay? Therefore, see, Devadatta advised to Ajasatta, take the kinship of Magadha, okay? Then Ajasatta, he tried to kill Bimbisara, his father, but he couldn't do it. So finally Bimbisara, he recognized Ajasatta, he tries to kill me. Then thereafter, Bimbisara, he's an instrumenter. Then he has some understanding about Buddha's teaching. He has good generous life. He gave up this kingdom. He gave this kingdom to Ajasatta. Okay? Then, thereafter, Ajasatta, he killed his father, Bimbisara. Okay? Then after that, he had born in heavenly world as a god, Janavasudha. Then, there is a place in India, that place, King Bimbisara, he had jailed. In that place, there is a big jail in India. So, however, dear friends, Ajasatta, then after his bad action, Ajasatta, he killed his father. Then finally, he understood, I have done bad things, bad karma. Like Anantari Karma, what is the word? So when one kills a mother or father, he has to rebirth in hell. No, any other solution.
Five major wrongdoings?
Yeah, five major wrongdoings. There are five bad karma, very special bad karma. When one do it, when one has done those things, he has to rebirth in hell. No any other solution. Okay? Especially when one kills his mother or father, it is the main thing. Then when one kill enlightened monk, it is the third one. When one kill injured to Buddha, it is the fourth one. When one divided community of monk, it is the fifth one. So among them, nowadays, you can't do three things. But So nowadays we can see some folk, some people, they do only two things. They will kill their mother or their father. When one do it, no any other solution. He has to rebirth in hell. Then finally, Buddha taught it, okay? Finally, Ajāsattva heard that words. He discussed about his bad action. Buddha said, no any other solution. Buddha taught discourses, long discourses, called Samanya Pala. It means, Pali word is Samanya Pala, it means result of monkhood, like that. Okay? Result of monkhood. Buddha taught that discourses to Ajāsattva. Then Buddha said, monk, this Ajāsattva, he had killed his father. Okay? Therefore, he didn't realize this Dhamma. Then, if he hasn't do that bad things, okay, he will be understand this Dhamma. He become mystery mental. But now he can't understand this Dhamma because he has done a special bad karma. Okay? Then after that, so this Ajāsattva, he has to do good things. Okay? Good deeds. He has to do, he wanted to do, develop wholesome deeds. Finally, he did every kinds of wholesome deed. Then he helped to first Dhamma Sanghayana. First Dhamma Sanghayana means first council of first council of monks chanting Dhamma.
First Dhamma council.
Yeah, first Dhamma council means, after Buddha's passing away, he collected special monks, more than 500. Then they chanted again Buddha's all the discourses. So Ajāsattva, he responds. Yeah, he responsible to first Dhamma council. Now you know Tapasubaluka, Upaka, and Yasakulaputta, and Yasakulaputta's parents, and Bimbisara, and Ajāsattva. Okay, so therefore, you can read your handout in your free time. So it's time to finish our class. Sadhu, 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 namo buddhaya.